So Sybil, when you're thinking about it, that's already a diagram. You start cutting the cake into too many small pieces, you're left with crumbs and you don't know what to do with them at the end of the day. Sometimes we see the good. You get stuck in a traffic jam and you're kvetching and you're upset or whatever. And then you realize, well, it was the best thing that happened because I got stuck in the traffic jam. I was able to meet that person, which if I'd gone through, I wouldn't meet that person. That person was the best thing that ever happened to me. Whatever. Sometimes you do see it. You know, you're supposed to fly on a plane. You have an urgent meeting in London and you're on and the plane gets delayed. And you're upset because you're going to miss your meeting, whatever. Anyway, the flight gets canceled and you get another flight tomorrow morning. Yeah, and the most important person you're ever about to meet that's going to change your life is sitting next to you on that plane. So good. So you say, oh, well, I understand why Hashem canceled the flight because blah, 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 good. But very often we don't see that. We don't see why I had a flat tire. We don't see why I missed the plane. We don't see why I didn't buy that deer and I could have bought that deer and then I could have married off my kids. We don't see why the good happened. The money is the Melkosh Boch with it or Tova.
What is the danger in thinking about it too much? In other words, trying to find specifically the good, i.e., the person sat next to you, or if it's not blatantly obvious, is there a danger in spending too much time thinking about it?
There's a danger spending too much time doing anything because you could have been doing something more productive with that time. Now, but you have to give it some thought. You should ask Hashem to show you why this was good for you. Welcome to govern for it. If Hashem wants to show you why it was good for individual, why it was good to you, he'll show it to you. But at the end of the day, even when we don't know why it's good for us, we have to know she's a tov. And tov, yeah, you want to go look for, you know, it's a bit like Nasev and Ishma. First of all, I know this is from Hashem, it's for the good. Why is it good? Where is it good? Doesn't look good, looks bad, whatever. Yeah, but that's imuna. Yeah, you want to start thinking and finding, you know, how to machazak your imuna, because you'll find the good in it. I don't know, but how much time to spend with it? Depends on what you're doing the rest of the day. Which time you're going to spend on these things. By the time you're busy thinking about this one, there'll be another five things that happen that you have to think about and work out. There's a lot of time and care for it. Okay. Let's take one to you. We're already frightening people away. Jeez. All right. Resh Pei Tes. So we spoke yesterday about the importance of why you need this shilu, this integration of Hanogos and Mishpat and Hanogos and Yehud. By Srishon, by Shani, who's the one manifestation, the application of these ideas. I want to see how, in our own lives, in our own perspective, we can start integrating these two concepts. Tikana oilam hu legele matzir shevohoyo Hashem lemelech al kol oretz v'hayum hoye Hashem echod ushmo yechod. That's the purpose of the world, Malchus. Kol ha'olam yakir b'malchus Hashem. That's the greatest pleasure we can attain. Kol ha'risha kulu ka'osh and tichle. All the evil would just sort of go up in a puff of smoke. You realize it was nothing. Hanogos ha'mishpat eini yecholin levin so'ilin ha'matzav kezeh sh'rei b'hanogos ha'mishpat ha'seid ha'boru v'kavua mirosh. Hanogos ha'mishpat cannot bring the world to this final peak, because in Hanogos ha'mishpat the world is set and programmed from the beginning. Im tiyeh tov tekabel tov, im chas v'chalil tiyeh ra tekabel ra. Ein sibah she'ara is bottle. There's no reason why the evil should be mispatel. Hanogos ha'mishpat can carry on forever. Reward and punishment. Good is good and bad is bad. Bad never needs to go away because that's the way the world is set up. You can't have Hanogos ha'mishpat without evil because you need bechira and you need din. So how's the world ever going to come to the matzav of Malchus Hashem? Kol harisha kula ka'ash and tichle. And Hanogos ha'mishpat can't allow that. That's not the purpose, just carry on forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu manier letet lanu avu avodoseinu rak et toives vanos oilam hazeh. Hashem's not interested at all to give us for the work we do pleasure in this world, goodness only in this world. He wants us to have eternal reward. That's schar is way above what you deserve. Therefore, you need a hanhoga which is not dependent on mishpat, on din. It's not limited by schar v'inish. You wouldn't have expected that law now, would you? Now you need a thing called tzadik v'ralo rosha v'toiv loy. That doesn't work in anogas ha-mishpat. Think about it. Anogas ha-mishpat is chav o'enish. You do good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad. When Agus HaMishpat, is there room for Tzadik V'ralo or Rosh HaVetoivlo? That's the opposite of an Agus HaMishpat. That's the opposite of Schav O'Enish. You do good, you get good. That's an Agus HaMishpat. You do good, you get bad. That's an Agus HaMishpat. Makeshet to Mishpat. Makeshet to Din. Makeshet to Mida Keneged Mida. That doesn't fit into the parameter of an Agus HaMishpat. How could it be? It's the opposite of Agus HaMishpat.
Well, you want supposed to be getting good. You need to get the bad, which is good.
Well, look, Tzadik V'Ralo.
Yeah.
In Agus HaMishpat, Tzadik V'Toivlo, Rosh V'Ralo. You do good, you get rewarded. You do bad, you get punished. Where is there room for doing good and getting punished? And Tzadik V'Ralo is the opposite of Agus HaMishpat. Evil is good. Hitler is good.
No.
You get rewarded for your good deeds and you get punished for your bad deeds. Tzadik V'Ralo is the opposite of that. Tzadik V'Toivlo is an Agus HaMishpat. Rosh V'Ralo is an Agus HaMishpat. Tzadik V'Ralo is not an Agus HaMishpat. It's something else. I don't know what it is yet, but it's not an Agus HaMishpat. Schar v'Onesh means you get paid for the good, you get paid for the bad. Tzadik V'Ralo is the opposite of that. But the other tzaddik means he's only doing what the Rotzen Hashem is and he's getting bad. How does that fit into Mishpat? How does that fit into Schavoin? It's a lot of makom. Let me read this paragraph again because maybe you're coming in at the end of the story. In an Hogas HaMishpat, you have to have a situation, you have Bechira. Therefore, you need evil in the world in order to balance things out, to give you a choice. It's shameless. And that can carry on forever. There's no reason for the evil to be mitpatel. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of the prayer is malchus, is the gilo of malchus shamayim. The gilo of malchus shamayim requires kol harisha kuluka ash and tikhle. But there is no more evil in the world. In the world of anogas hamishpat, that can never happen. It can just carry on and on and on and on and on. Therefore, you need something else to be wired into the system. Hashem's not interested in just giving us reward in this world for the good we do. He wants us to get schanitzchi. He wants us to have eternity, which is not connected at all to the value of our deeds and our mitzvahs. Therefore, you have to have an hoga that's not tolu b'mishpat. What an hoga is not tolu b'mishpat? What an hoga is not limited by schar v'onesh? That's a hanhaga called Tzadik V'Ralo Rosh HaVetoivlo. No longer some mishpat, you can't have such a hanhaga. I know you haven't got it. That's why I'm not going weiter. You have a court system. You have a court system. In the court system, you have a situation where the court once a month gets together to decide your salary for the month, based on your behavior. It's a very, very exacting system. You work 10 hours a week, you're getting $100 an hour, you get $1,000, there you go. You did things you weren't supposed to do against your job description, they dock it off your salary. Correct? Nobody walks out there saying they're not fair. It wasn't fair. Lavoinish is fair. You did something wrong, you get punished. You do something right, you get rewarded. Yeah? Tzadik v'ra'lo is a little fair. Rasha v'tovel is a little fair. He's getting what he doesn't deserve. How can that be considered mishpat? How can that be considered din? How can that be considered schar v'oinish? You're getting an oinish for something you didn't do wrong. You're getting schar for something you don't deserve.
Turning around and saying it's not necessarily everything is good, so therefore the bad that happens to the good.
What is chava oinish and punishment? Give me a second, please. Punishment is something bad. Hashem says these are rewards for doing good things, these are the punishments for doing bad things. Ultimately, everything's for the good. But there's evil in the world and evil has to go away. In an Ogas HaMishpat, evil doesn't go away. It can't go away. Because then you don't have an Ogas HaMishpat. Evil's evil. Rosha v'toiv lo. He's a Rosha. And he's getting reward. And this is a tzaddik. And he's having his flesh peeled off with iron coats. But he's a tzaddik. He didn't do anything wrong. So why is he being punished? Why is he being punished?
No one says that the rush of getting the reward, it looks like it's getting, he says it's reward. Money.
No, Tatona says it's reward. Rosha for Tatona's law. He's having good done to him. He's getting things who lo magia lo.
Question is, how can you have a system?
Ani ma'amin b'ne shleima. Ike yud aleph. Shavoyz bach shmoy goymol toiv l'shemre mitzvoysov u'manish l'oivrei mitzvoysov. I believe with him b'ne shleima that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays good to those who keep his mitzvahs and punishes those that don't keep his mitzvahs. Right? Shavoyzish. Now you have a situation where someone's being punished for keeping the mitzvahs and someone's getting rewarded for not keeping the mitzvahs. So that can't be in a world of schar v'onesh in an Ogas HaMishpat. An Ogas HaMishpat is goyim el tov l'shem mitzvoisov v'manish loiv de mitzvoisov. And here you have the opposite. So there can't be an Ogas HaMishpat.
Not an Ogas.
We're going to see that's an Ogas HaYichud. We're going to see that is an Ogas HaYichud. I don't know, but I don't want to say Yichud. It's not Hanogas HaMishpat. Sikana Oilam Hulagir, the Matsu Shavayo Melech Hashem, the Melech of Colorets, Bahumi Hashem, Halushmoyachod, Polyam Yaki, the Malkus Hashem, the Kola Risha Kuluka Ashen Tichlo. Okay? Go back to that paragraph. Hanogas HaMishpat, Einu Yochoyle Lavias Oilam, the Matsu Kazet. Hanogas HaMishpat cannot bring you to that moment. Hanogas HaMishpat, I say the Boru, V'kvur Mirosh. Im tia tov te gabal toiv, im chasbe lele tia ra te kabal ra. Ein sibbe shehara yit batel, there's no reason for evil to be wiped out. Shara magila ad magil o bedin, because the evil that's coming upon you comes to bedin. Kmo kana tov she magil ad magil o bedin, you earned it, it's yours, that's why the world was created. They can carry on forever. But that's not the purpose. Hashem wants to bring us to another dimension. To get to that new dimension, you need a thing called Tzadik V'ra'al or Rosh V'Tovlo, which is the opposite of Schar V'Onesh. Hara mitgabeh mitgabrut atzuma she'ein l'ma'ala mimenu. You will see an outcropping, a growth, a strengthening of evil, with nothing worse than that. Tzadikim mis yasrim be yusurim she'enu roim lehem mipas ma'aseh. Tzadikim will be given yusurim that is not at all aligned to their deeds. Achem yikablu kach schar rav la'asid lavo. But they're going to get enormous reward for that evil that they're experiencing in this world. Ve'im sovlu b'lam hazeh k'dei letet mokum l'anhoga zu. That we have to understand. You're going to go through suffering in this world, undeserved suffering in this world. in order to allow for this hanhaga of getting scha in Olam Haba that they don't deserve either. That needs a lot of explanation. The Mashu Chadash, never thought about this before. Tzadik Varalo, we always answer very simply. There must have been one little thing he did wrong, so in this world he gets punished, so that in the next world he goes up clean, and the Rosh did something good, yes, Hashem's paying him in this world, or whatever, and that's true, and that's lovely. But there's something much deeper going on here. In the world of Schava Einesh, the reward and punishment you get is limited. The amount of good that Hashem can give you for your mitzvahs is limited. Therefore, in order to give you more than what he wants to give you, the Chovei Salavav says this Mefurish, by the way, in the Kashra of Nama de Kasuma needs to be answered in the Chovei Salavav, and this might be a teretz. Chovei Salavav says, you'll get rewarded for what you did, you're going to get more than what you did. How can you get more than what you did? That's the whole reason why the world is traded, that you don't get more than what you did. They don't want bread of shame. Otherwise, it's not good ultimately. This is the answer to that Kashra. I just don't understand this a little bit. Come back, I warned you, this is hard work and it's not posh. When the tzaddik makabels yusurim that are not fair, for example, yusurim that are above the level of their sins, this is the sugya that Hashem is very exacting with his matzadikim. So now they can get reward that's also way beyond their deed. Much more reward. Now, this is when you see anogas amish, anogas adi, and anogas yichud uniting. Because bedin magyelehem, what you got that you didn't deserve, you're now getting bedin. How can it be bedin if I don't deserve it? Because the yesurim made you entitled to it. Entitled is not the right word, Aval. Bedin megelegen kishem shen kulu besimche sa yesurim shelo lefi maaseh. They were makabel simche the yesurim that wasn't necessarily due to them. Therefore, the schar can now be not in accordance with their deeds. It's now completely bedin. Let's try to break the ears a little bit. Don't get upset if you're not getting it straight away. This takes a long time to get it. When you get it, you realize you haven't got it. Person wants to study for a certain whatever endeavor. He wants to become a nuclear scientist, whatever, yeah. Astrophysicist, a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. So he has to go learn. Now, as he gets further and further along the journey of becoming whatever he wants to become, the tests get more and more difficult, right? When he's in grade one, you don't ask him, you know, what's A plus B equals C. You ask him, what's one apple plus one apple? As he gets further down the line, the tests get a little bit more difficult. How does he know he's got to the, he's just about to get the degree that he wants? When he gets to the hardest test. The board exam's the hardest, right? You want to be a lawyer, so you study for 7 years, however long you study for. Yeah, and then you get your degree and everything. Now you want to start working, you've got to do the board exam. The board exam is a killer. It's murderous. How do you know that you've got to the end of the journey? Because the test is the hardest test. After this, there isn't a harder test. Now you know you're at the end of the journey. All the days of the world, the purpose of evil was to give us tests. Check us out. What are you doing? How are you holding? To create friction from us, difficulties that we're going to have to overcome. Now when you get the reward, you've earned it. It's yours. You created that. It's bedin, it's not bechesed. It's scha. Scha means you earned it. Yumazois, the rega sharam in gabe atich les tachlisoi. As opposed to that, I'll get a situation where the evil starts becoming overwhelming. It's starting to get stronger and stronger. That's proof that you're standing before the final test. We've stepped into a new situation. We're in a new world. We've stepped into the world where we've been tested, not in Anagas HaMishpat, but in Anagas HaYichud. When you withstand that test, then evil goes away. Now you don't need evil in the world anymore. Then you'll see that all the evil's purpose for the good. Because it's bringing you to the ability to get that ultimate good. The Ramchal says it like this. The value of light is only recognizable against the backdrop of darkness. I'm going to say Yichud is there to clarify for us that Hashem is one. Claimer, she called Drocha Vanagoisov Echad Heima Lahetiv Libriyosov. Hashem has one purpose and one purpose only. Everything he does is for one singular reason. Lahetiv Libriyosov, to do good for his creatures. Nothing else. Nothing else, and you're never going to move him from that place. That was the machshava tchila, that's the soif maisen, and all the whole way through the entire process, nothing ever changed. Even this thing called evil is for that purpose. Evil has no reason to exist except for the lahetiv libriyosov. Hakol she'ara mitchazek, mitatsemu mitgaber. To the extent that the evil gets stronger and more powerful and more spread out, and it seems like there's no way to oppose it. Suddenly it'll disappear like a whiff of smoke. Hevel havolim. It's just all fresh air. And then you'll see the real light against the dark. You'll see it with all your senses. Dafka goyin lachoshech yilmat ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoylet b'kol mokom. Dafka, because of this great, great darkness that there is, will we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He rules the world. Ein shum dover niparet mimenu, there's nothing separate from him. Afilu mi shenira karochach b'yosach kashur l'Hashem. Even that thing which looks the furthest thing from Hashem, you'll see is kashur to Hashem. Let's maybe try and put it this way. Let's try and put it this way. We're talking about Malchus. What is Malchus? Just 1 second. I just want to give one more piece here that will hopefully complete it. Now we're talking about how you see the light, you appreciate the light because of the darkness. To try and make it a little bit more palpable. What is Malchus? What is a king? A king takes all the disparate features of a people, individual people, going about doing their own individual thing, and unites them under a banner. You were you and he's him and he's him. Now everybody is Bulgarian. Or whatever the country is where the king is, yeah? We're now Yisrael. Why? You and I'm me and I'm me. What makes us united? A thing called Malchus. That is the concept of Malchus. It itself has nothing of its own, but what it does is it unites disparate parts. Now, let me ask you, the more disparate the parts are, the more differences you have in that place, the greater gilu of malchus there will be, nachon? If you have two people, you have a king ruling over two people, not such a great gilu of his malchus. Yeah? If you have 50 billion people and he's able to unify them under his banner, that's a much more greater gilu of malchus. To the extent that the world is riddled with differentiation, differences, no one agreeing with anything, so much diversity in the world, when there's the ultimate gilu of malchus in Hashem, that will be the greatest gilu because of all the differentiation and the disparate broken pieces. And all that comes together under Kavod Hashem. Same idea, no? The darker it gets, the more you'll appreciate the light. But we're talking about Malchus, the Gilu of Malchus Shemayim. The greater the diversity before the Gilu, the greater the Gilu will be. If you have three Jews that don't agree with each other and Hashem gets them to come along and agree with each other, big deal. You have billions of people in the world, billions of worlds, universes that are all pulling and tagging in opposite directions and unite that, that's the greatest gilu you'll ever get. That's what's going on at the moment. Nimtza Lamdin, I just want to tie this together quickly. Ki al manas l'sheolam yegel tikunoi, in order for the world to come to its final tikkun, which was the machshava tchilo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu k'v'yochol tzarich l'grem l'itkabrut ra. Hashem has to, so to speak, pump up the evil. Matzav zeh shel s'cha v'oyne shlanitein b'shum oifen l'chanoise k'tagbrus hara sh'ra'ein hu ele ma sh'adam ha'evi alatzmoy. You can't have an increase of evil in an August HaMishpat because the evil is just what a person brings upon himself. 10 kilos, you get 10 kilos. We need to get to a world where there's a breaking of all the boundaries. There's not going to be tolerance schava oinish anymore. There has to be way beyond schava oinish. Gefishenema Yirmiyahu tisarche reyescho. Hayisurim shabalav einu ele mikoyach asiyose esara ba'ein Hashem. Im yeitiv esmaisov yelo tov shere akol tolu beyodoy. That's all working in a world where what you do, you get good, you get good. You do evil, you get evil. It's all tolu bi. It's all dependent on my mindset. Therefore, when you see it, his gabra sara, which goes way beyond the mindset, you have to understand you've worked into a new world. You've broken the boundaries of anogas hamishpat. You've broken the boundaries of schava einesh. On the contrary, Harashay Matzlichim, Rashava Toivloi, Ulomasoma Tzadikim Oinim Mushvelim, the Tzadikim Olo and Trodden, Tzadik Veralo, Hanogas Unikras Hanogas Sagichud, that's called Hanogas Sagichud. Kuzu Shemagala Kikola Shetit Choylo Boilam Bemesha Kol Sheshas Alfe Ashonim, because that's what's revealed, that's what's Magala, that's what's been going on for 6,000 years. That's all going towards one place. That's the Malchus Hashem that's being Megala. 6,000 years of everything that ever happened, all that diversity, all those loose pieces, are all united under one single purpose. They're all under one crown. And it all comes together. You understand why everything had to be when it had to be. And what's its purpose? Only one thing, Dveikus in Hashem. That requires this stage called Anogas HaYichud, where you break the boundaries of Skaboynes, where you break the boundaries of Anogas HaMishpat. And you step into a world where the evil is way beyond the deeds deserve. That's what's being said here. It's happening right now. If you don't see it, then you need to open your eyes.
Every generation.
I don't know about even you don't see that? Once again, I'm not the world. I'm me. I have to see it. I don't need to make you see it. I need to see it. I'm going to see the whole world. I'm talking about now. There's gabrus evil in the world. There's a thing called tzadik v'ralo. Once again, I don't know. I'm not a historian. I see it happening now. Why is that happening? That's the 2,000 years, he said Mashiach. Yeah, that's from Rebbe Akiva onwards. From Chubas by Shani, this process has been going and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. When a woman starts having contractions half a minute apart, you don't say, yeah, well, she's been having contractions for 2 days already, so what? No, you see, Mashu Chadashko, therefore. That's when Mashiach comes. That's when there's the Gilu. We're talking about how you get to the Gilu of Malchus. Before you get to the Gilu of Malchus, you first need this darkness. Before the light bursts forth, you need the darkness. Yeah, we haven't got to that yet. No, we're still in a world where evil rules.
It's clear.